Well, I don't pretend to be a world traveler, but I can certainly say it is the most beautiful place that I have ever seen in my rather small travelings. As a matter of fact, I saw the islands the first time about 10 years ago in 1937, when I first came down here as judge of the local district court. I stayed about 2 years at that time and thought when I left that it was a place I would like to come back to. As a matter of fact, when I left, I did not think that I would ever have occasion to come back. However, it was only about 7 years after I left in 1939 that I was appointed to my present post, and here I am back where I started 10 years ago.
And very glad people seem to be about it, too. I think I ought to tell Governor Hastie what somebody who knows you said about you in New York. He was telling me, he said, I think he's the most self-sacrificing man I've ever known. He said, you have no idea of the money that man could make in private practice because he's got the finest legal mind almost that I know. But he just wants this job because he believes in those people and he wants to do things. That made me very happy to hear, and everything I've seen and everybody I've talked to seems to confirm this whole business. You, the papers made a good deal of the fact that you were the first Negro governor. I was wondering, has that helped or hindered you, or has race entered in it at all?
So far as I'm able to determine, and I suppose I'm not the best judge of that, but at any rate, in my own observation, the matter of race hasn't been an important factor one way or the other. That was true both when I was here in different capacity 10 years ago and during my present stay. I think it's greatly to the credit of the people of the community and the people who come here to visit that we get along as human beings living pleasantly in a pleasant place, and no one seems to pay a great deal of attention to the color of a person's skin or matters of that sort. It is to many of us a matter of great satisfaction that we are able to give a real demonstration of democratic living without tension, without race consciousness, in these islands flying the American flag. And I think that experience is common to all of the people who come and visit among us.
This island now is a civilian democracy, wouldn't you say, run according to the custom of the United States. Before that, it was under the Navy. Am I right on that?
That is correct. When we bought the islands in 1917, it was only a few days before the war with Germany began. At that time, it was anticipated that the Germans might conceivably seize these islands and use them as a naval base. So, as you have already said, we paid $25 million to Denmark for the islands as a bulwark of national defense. The Navy administered the islands during the war, and after the war, they continued under naval administration until 1931. I should say one thing about that naval administration. You mentioned public health and mosquitoes. Perhaps the greatest contribution that the Navy made to the islands during that period was the improvement of public health conditions, which improved remarkably during the period of naval administration. However, in 1931, the islands were transferred from naval administration to a civil government. And since that time, we have had four civil governors, and the islands have continued to be administered in much the same way that one of our states would be administered.
You need a little bit more money, though, don't you, for your public works?
Oh, we need money for just about everything. As a matter of fact, it has been estimated that for the ordinary functions of government, we require about $2 million a year. We, unfortunately, are not a wealthy community. Local taxes can bring in only a little over $1 million. The federal government has been generous to an extent, at any rate, and in one way or another, we get federal assistance amounting to about $400,000 a year. However, that leaves us still around $500,000 or $600,000 short of what we need to run a community by what we consider American standards. There are so many of our public servants who are very badly underpaid, school teachers getting as little as $80 a month, nurses in our hospitals $60 and $70 a month.